In the book of Job, the saintly man Job was speaking about his life. And I want you to listen what he said about life. He says in chapter 14, in verse 1, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble." Notice how he describes life. He says life, a few days. And notice what else he says. It's full of trouble. And so you have life is short. And life is sorrowful. Job knew this by experience, of course. He had many, many troubles in his life. He had lost his family members. He lost his possessions. He lost his health. No matter really where he looked, at this particular time in his life, there were troubles, and there were troubles, and there were troubles. Life is full of troubles. Maybe you said today, well, that's Job. Well, it is, of course, Job. But I turn you to Genesis 47, verse 7 to 9. It tells us about Jacob. Jacob was brought down into Egypt in the time of great famine. And he was brought before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh says to him, well, how old art thou? Some people don't like to be asked their age. Well, he says to look at Jacob, how old art thou? Well, they notice what he said. He was, remember, speaking about his life. And he says, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Here's what he said. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. The same words, the same description that Job gave of his life. Jacob said, I'm 130 years old. But when he described his life, here's what he said. He says, are few and they're evil have the days of the years of my life been. This is how they describe their life. Life is short and life has been evil. He, of course, experienced troubles in his life. Every child of God in this house today will have to say the same words as Job and as Jacob. Life is short. There may be some young people here today, and you don't really see it the way that we see it. With every one of us who's getting on now in life, we know that life is short. The years are flying past us. And child of God, we know by experience that our life can be full of troubles. All along the Christian life, there's troubles. You are in trouble, coming for trouble. And can I say to you this morning, heading into trouble. The Lord Jesus Christ does not guarantee any one of his children an easy walk home. There's going to be testing. There's going to be chastising. There's going to be trials, there's going to be troubles, there's going to be persecution, there's going to be tears, there's going to be sorrow for every one of God's people. It's not easy. They come in all shapes and sizes to God's people. There are moments of darkness in our heart and life. There are difficulties. Listen, there are disappointments. There are dangers. There are distresses for every one of God's people. We all have to walk the valley of the shadow of tears. As I look at this congregation this morning, maybe there's some of God's people and you're in trouble. There's testings. And there's sorrow in your heart today. And you know, we can hide these things from other people. Maybe some last night, you spent it weeping. You spent it awakening. No sleep, no peace, no rest. We all know what it's like. I tell you here today, what do we need? What do we need? We need a place where we can hide ourselves. We need a place of refuge. When troubles comes, when storms arises,
When difficulties come to my life and your life and to our hearts, we need a place where we can run to. And that's what Solomon's doing. He's turning the people's eyes here from their troubles to a tower. He's saying here to the children of the Lord, he says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. I say to you again, in life, troubles, tears, yes, there's trials. But remember this, and this is a missing link in all of it. There's a tower. There's a place we can run to where we can find peace and strength in the Christian life. And I want us today to think about this tower that Solomon here is speaking about in Proverbs 18 and verse 10. And I want you to notice very simply, three simple lessons. The identification of this tower. Solomon identifies for us the name of this tower. I'm glad of that, because if I came to tell you where this tower was, I can make a great mistake. But he leaves his hearers here in no doubt to whom or to what the tower is. He says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And what is he saying here to the people of God? What's he saying to you and I here even today in this house? There is a hiding place for God's people. It is the Lord. He is our stronghold. He is our refuge. He is our strength. That's what he's saying to the people. Well, I say to everyone here this morning, when trials and troubles come into your life, what do you look at? You just look at them. You look at your troubles. It's like you put like a picture up on the wall and you sit and look at it. And you know, the more you look at it, the darker it gets. And the worse it gets. And then somebody else comes in, a neighbor and a friend, and you tell them all the troubles, and they sit down beside you, and you all sit and look at it. And we all murmur, and we all complain. Now, we all know about this. Listen. I said to everyone here today, get your eyes onto the tower. Get your eyes to Christ. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The psalmist said the same words in Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This is the same lesson throughout all the ages. God is our strength. God is our refuge. We can run to him. We can come to him in time of trouble. So Solomon gives us the identification of this tower. Listen, the name of the Lord. It is the Lord himself. This tower is not riches. You can see in verse 11, the rich man's wealth is his strong city, and there's a high wall in his own conceit. He may have riches. He may be, as we would say, a multi-millionaire. Listen, when trouble comes, riches are no good to you. They're no good to you. They can't solve the problem. You can be the richest man in Armagh, but when family troubles come right into your home, things that money cannot solve, riches are no good. No help at all. You see, the name of the Lord is the tower. You can't build this own tower. You know yourself. You said, well, I'm able to stand on my own feet. But listen, when trouble comes, you find where you'll be very, very quickly and very shortly on the broad of your back. Troubles and trials come to the heart and lives of God's people. You know what they show us? They show us how weak we are. We're very good at helping other people in their troubles, telling them how to solve their problems. But let them come to your home. Let them come to your heart. And you'll find it's just not so easy. Just not so easy. The name of this tower is not man's own building. We think of Babylon, that great city that was built in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. He built a great city. And yet in Daniel 5, verse 33, when troubles came, he was crawling about like an animal. On his hands and knees, he was down in the very dust. So all his fine buildings were no good to him. All the armies that were surrounded him, they were no good to him at all. Friends, the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
There's one to help us in our time of need. Now, names are very important in the Bible. You can go through them all. Even the name of Moses means that he was drawn out. Joshua means Joshua was saved. Savior, you can go through the names of the Bible. And God's name's the same. The name of the Lord is describing us or showing us the greatness of our God. And you come to the Bible, of course, you'll come across different names like God in Genesis 1 and verse 1. It means, of course, that he is Elohim, he is the creator. Then you'll come across El Shaddai, it means God Almighty. Our God is the Almighty God. Then we have Jehovah. Jehovah tells us who God really is. Many times there are names mentioned along by the name of Jehovah. For instance, Genesis 22 in verse 14, you have the word Jehovah Jireh. You know what that means? The Lord will provide. That's what Abraham said. I want you to think of this tower. Here's a tower of provision. Whatever your need may be. He says the name of the Lord, he's this tower. He's the one who can provide your need. And Paul wrote that to the church in Philippi, my God shall supply all your need. We need provision, whatever it may be in your life. You feel weak, you need strength. You feel lost, you need direction. Listen, Jehovah Jireh, he'll provide for you. He'll give you strength to bear the burden and trials of your life. Jehovah Shammah in Ezekiel 48 and verse 35. You know what that means, friends? The Lord is there. Or the Lord is here. That directs us to the very presence of the Lord. He is among his people. He is beside his people. He is not a God who is far off. No, he's beside us. He's beside us. I don't know about you, but you see, when troubles and trials comes, what do you need, child of God? Whom do you need? You need to know the Lord is with you. You need to know that. He is with you. The tower is beside us, in a sense. Jehovah Nissi is another title for the Lord in the Bible. That's found in Exodus 17, verse 15. It means the Lord my banner. Well, what about? It covers the people. Covers the people. I tell you, I need to be covered when there's darkness and trials and troubles in my heart and my life and every child of God in this place. It's the same for all of us. The Lord, my banner. I need the Lord to cover me. I need the Lord to hide me. Well, the Lord's on tower, friends. Jehovah, Shalom, in Judges 6, verse 24. You know what it means? The Lord, our peace. Listen. You have no peace. You tossed up and down this morning. The very waves of the sea. No rest. No peace. There's a tower. Remember this morning. There's one who can help you. There's one who can cover you. There's one who can strengthen you. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Solomon is directing us to this tower. And I have come this morning to direct you to this tower. It's Jesus Christ. In the midst of darkness, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of tears, friends, there he is. The Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jehovah Tiskenu, the Lord, our righteousness. Jesus, our Savior. He's the tower. But we forget that. That's a very simple lesson this morning I've come to tell you from all along, from down the road this morning. That in the midst of all the troubles and trials of the life, we miss the simple truth here that's found in the Bible. That Jesus Christ is our refuge, a tower of strength. And I'm showing that to you this morning. What do you need? If you are being troubled this morning, if you are cast down in the very depths of despair this morning, what do you need? You need someone to help you. You need someone to be with you.
Need someone to cover you, friends, to hide me from the storm.
Jesus Christ. He's the one. Is there anyone to help me? Yes, friends, there's one. The Lord Jesus Christ. And in the great pathway of life, I say to you, in the pathway of life, it is short and sorrowful. And there's troubles. But listen, there's one standing on the pathway of life for God's people this morning. It's Jesus Christ. It's Him. And so I have here the identification of the tower. The name of the Lord. I want you to learn by that. You've forgotten all about it. The devil has you on your troubles and on your trials and difficulties, and he's filled your heart with unbelief. The devil's a liar. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. There's one to help us through life. That is the identification of a tower. But then let me notice about the description of a tower, because he says here the name of the Lord is a strong tower. He tells us what type of tower it is. It's a strong tower. This is how he is describing this place of refuge for God's people. In Psalm 61 and verse 3, he says, "For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy." This was David's testimony. David had all his troubles and trials in his life. But you know what he had to say? He says, "Lord, thou hast been a strong tower from the enemy." In Psalm 18, verse 2, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower." And so Solomon tells us here something else about this tower. He describes it. He said it's a strong tower. It's strong. I tell you, friends, when you think of a tower built, it's strong because it needs a good foundation. Of course, you know, in the building trade, if you're going to build anything, you have to go down first. It's foolishness not to go down to get a good foundation. You think there, the foolish man, he built his house in Luke chapter 6, verse 49, it says, without a foundation. Oh, he says, just throw it up and be all right. Listen, friends, it was not all right. It was all wrong. And when the storms of life came, the house fell down flat. You need a foundation. I say to anyone today in this meeting who's not saved, you're building your life without a foundation, without Jesus Christ. That's foolishness. You need to get to Christ. You need to get to the rock and build your life in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the man, he built his house without a foundation. So this tower, if it was strong, well, I say to you, it had a good, strong, solid foundation, because the rock is Christ. In Psalm 95 and verse 1, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Jesus is the rock of our salvation. And so here's a strong tower. It's built upon Christ. A strong foundation. He is eternal. He is the Almighty God. He's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. Here's a strong tower. Think about this fabric of this tower. It's not enough to build a tower upon a good foundation. Now, that's important, of course. But it's important how you build upon it. Once you build a good foundation, then you say, "Well, I build a tower. Well, I build it off tin. Not much use. Paper, cloth. I just wrapped cloth around it. That is no use." If easy burnt in these days, biblical days, easy knocked down, easy to overcome. No good anyone going to hide themselves in such a tower if it was just built in that particular way. A tower had to be built as strong as material. Like rocks and stones that will be able to withstand the onslaught of the enemy. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ is the unchangeable rock to the church. He never changes. Malachi 3 and verse 6 says, "The Lord said, for I am the Lord, for I change not." The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, the Lord, name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. Psalm 20 and verse 1.
Jesus Christ is mighty. Jesus Christ is strong. Remember this, he's been attacked for many, many centuries, many years the Lord Jesus has been attacked. But he's still here today. He's still here today. He's a strong tower. The enemies have come against him. They've blasphemed him. They've denied him. They've mocked him. But Jesus is the rock of our salvation. He's still here today. He's a strong tower. He's almighty. The tower in biblical days was also strong. When you think about his features, strong doors, no doubt, had to be applied as well. No, pointless having a tower with opening, just lying open, or a weak door. There would have been windows around the tower in those particular days for guards to stand and to watch. And so they did these things. There were weapons to fight with. You see, they did everything in biblical days to well to make a strong tower. And when the enemy came, they ran and they ran for this tower. The name of the Lord as a strong tower. He's everything. He is everything to fight against the enemies. You can read the Bible. The Lord can use the weather. You find there in 2 Samuel 22 verse 15. And he sent arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfort them. What? He sent thunder and lightnings. In Joshua chapter 10 and verse 11, what do we find about the Lord? He sent down hailstones upon the people. The book of Exodus, the Lord fought against Pharaoh with flies and frogs. The Lord is strong. He can use whatever he wants against his enemies. Who would have thought of using flies? Who would have thought of using frogs? But you see, the Lord is strong. He can use providence. All weapons of his warfare are his. All power is his. He is the great, the strong, the mighty God, and there is none like him. I want you to get your eyes upon him today. Because you look at your trouble. You look at yourself. What do you see? Defeat. Distress. And weakness. And maybe you feel within your heart this morning, I don't feel I can go on. Maybe you feel within your heart today, I feel like giving up. I'm not asking for a show of hands today. But no doubt when you look down the congregation, there are people feels like giving up. There's a strong tower for you. The Lord Jesus Christ is in the midst of his people. We don't have to surrender and give up. We have his strength. He's beside us. He is with us. He's our strength. Think also about his eyes upon us, because in Proverbs 15 and verse 3, it says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He's watching over everything. And that should be a great encouragement to all of God's people here today. God's eyes upon you. He knows where you are. He knows what you're going through. He knows the very pain that you're feeling within your heart today. His eyes behold the evil and the good. And if you're unsaved this morning, the Lord knows all about your life. He knows where you were last night. He knows what you're doing, what you're saying. He knows the very life that you're living. You cannot hide anything from God. Good verse in the Bible. Thy God sees me. He sees me. So don't think unsaved that you can hide your sin. It'll come up. It'll come out. But oh, God's people, his eye is upon us. The description of this tower, the name of the Lord, is a strong tower. And I'm glad of that. What do we need? Strength. What do we need? We need a refuge. We need a place where we can hide ourselves. In the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Can I say lastly about the preservation of this tower? Because he went on to say, the righteous runneth into it, listen, and is safe. They run into it. And listen, they're safe. It preserves them. It's not that the self-righteous run into it. No, they don't want to run to Jesus Christ. It's not that the unrighteous want to run into it. The unrighteous don't want anything to do with Jesus Christ. They run away from the Lord Jesus. Maybe there's some in this church congregation today and you're not saved. You're running away from the Lord Jesus. A young man or a young woman. Running after the world and running after sin. You're running away from him. Listen, God's people run to him. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. He is close beside us, you see. Like Genesis 28 verse 15, the Lord says on to Jacob, behold, I am with you. I am with you, he says. And what happens, friends, when the alarm bells go and trouble comes and there's darkness and there's distress? What are we to do? We are to run. We are to run to Jesus Christ. We are to run to him. We are to enter this tower quickly. When attacked by sin or the devil or sorrows, whatever it may be, what are you to do? You run to Jesus Christ. You run to him. And what I'm really saying to you, when the alarm bell rings, run to Jesus Christ. What do we do? We actually sit down and we mope and we complain and we cry and we all go through all the emotions when trials come, every one of us. And now we sit outside the tower and the devil fires his fiery darts down upon us, and they're getting more and more pain and sorrow into our hearts and into our life. What are we to do? We are to run. We are to run into this tower. Don't be silly about. Run to Jesus Christ. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Tell him how you're feeling. Tell him what is happening. Tell him about your failures, your sins, whatever the case may be. But run to him. Run to Christ. I say to you today, in all your sorrows and all your troubles, run into this tower. I say, Lord Jesus, hide me. Keep me safe, Lord. I know much for the trial that's come into my life. None of us are, of course. But hide me, oh my Savior, hide me. The longer you remain outside, the greater danger you're in. Just run quickly to Jesus Christ. The righteous runneth, listen, into it. We run quickly. Listen, we run confidently. They can enter confidently. We run into it. It's open. Terrible thing, you went to this tower and the door is closed. And the enemy's at your heels. And you're in great trouble. And you want in and you're banging the door and you're saying, let me in, let me in. And the door is closed. It's never closed. This door is never closed to you, child of God. The righteous runneth into it. We can enter in confidently, you see. But you run into this place. The Bible says there, and is safe. It actually means that word safe, set up on high. He sets up his people. And so you can see really the picture here that the wise man Solomon is bringing before us. There's troubles and trials. And what are God's people to do? We are to run to Jesus Christ. We are to hide ourselves in him. You see, once you get in, and you realize where you are, then there's peace comes over your soul. The trouble has not gone away. I'm not saying it's gone away. I'm not saying the trial will suddenly change when you run into this tower. You will find it'll not. But here's what you'll find. You'll find you're safe. And you'll find you'll have peace. Because you're hiding in the Lord Jesus Christ till the storm goes over. I say to you today, it will go over. There's a great phrase in the Bible. It says, and it came to pass. It's mentioned many, many times in God's word. It came to pass. Whatever you're going through today, it'll come to pass. But until it comes to pass, I need to get to this tower. For outside, you've been bottled and bruised, friends, and beaten. Run to Jesus Christ. I say that to everyone here today. Run to Jesus Christ. Is there a mother in the meeting and your heart is broken with her family or a father in this meeting? In great trouble. Run to Jesus Christ. Run to him. Like the time of the war, they had these places of refuge or shelters, war shelters. When the siren went, what did the people do? They ran. They ran as fast as they could to the shelter. When you feel the pain, the trials, the trouble coming upon your heart, your mind, immediately run to Christ. You'll find him that he's waiting for you. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We can enter there confidently. And he sets us up on high. Out of danger. Out of trouble. The Bible tells us a number of things, just in closing, that the Lord is above me. Deuteronomy 4, verse 39. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above. He's above me. But not only that, you know where else the Lord is for his people? He's underneath me. In Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. So I want you to notice here, the Lord is above me. He's underneath me. Do you ever think you're going to fall? Do you ever feel you're going to fail? Listen, he's underneath me. I'm in the tower. But not only that, he's behind me. In Isaiah 52, verse 12, for you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. It means behind. He'll be behind you. So when I look in this tower, the Lord's above me. When I look, dear friends, behind me, the Lord is behind me. When I look down, he's underneath me. Listen, in Isaiah 45, verse 2, he's before me. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. When I look at my right hand, the psalmist said in Psalm 16, verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me, and he is at my right hand. In Psalm 121, and the verse 2, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people. So he's above me, he's below me, he's at my right hand, he's in front of me, he's behind me, he's all around me. Where I am, I'm in the high tower. I'm hiding in thee, Lord. Thy blessed rock of ages. I'm hiding in thee. Are you attacked today in different ways? Are you sorrowful in different ways? Run to Jesus Christ. Run to the Savior. And that little song says, in the dark of the midnight, I oft hid my face. While the storms howl above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the clash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by, till the storm passes over. Since the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. I say in closing, friends, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. You're not defeated. You'll not be destroyed by your trials and troubles. You're safe in the hands of Jesus Christ. Run to him. Trust him. Leave it all to him to sort out whatever it may be in your heart and life. You'll find them to be your strength. You'll find them to be your peace. You'll find them to be your joy. I'm hiding, Lord Jesus, in thee. Hide yourself in by faith. run to Jesus Christ.
I hope even the closing moments of this meeting, even now, as you bring our meeting to an end, in your own heart, you will run to Jesus Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, hide me. Lord Jesus, hold me. Lord Jesus, help me. Friends, he'll do it. If you're not saved, I would urge you to run to Jesus Christ. Trust him with all your heart, and he will save you. May God bless his word to our hearts today. Let's pray.